Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 17th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Chiwundura by-election and also the road to the 2018 elections in Zimbabwe.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Chiwundura by-election and the road to the 2018 elections.
Ruling ZANU-PF candidate Brown Ndlovu won the Chiwundura by-election in a poll marked by a low turnout, especially among the youths, a controversial voters' roll, and an unusually high number of assisted voters.
The Chiwundura seat fell vacant in April this year following the death of ZANU-PF MP Kizito Chivamba, convicted for shooting the now late Patrick Kombai of the Zimbabwe Unity Movement. Opposition parties and independent election monitoring groups have pointed to the irregularities as justifying their calls for reforms ahead of the 2018 elections. But ZEC, which is the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, has expressed satisfaction with the entire voting process in Chiwundura. The crisis in Zimbabwe coalition, meanwhile, is saying it is worried on the resurgence of targeted persecution of human rights defenders, civic society leaders, and political activists in the pro-democracy movement. The group says it believes that the escalating cases of arbitrary arrests of political activists and the alleged partisan conduct of the police will affect the credibility of the 2018 elections and the general health of the country's constitution and democracy. Gibbs,
what are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. Kumbe livukile kumbe ngithi lilale kahle lamhlanje kodwa lingakalali asixoxeni phela ngodaba lolu olwama elections kumbe ngithi ukhetho kwele Zimbabwe. So ke sizwile ke kuthe Chiwundura khona ngale umnumzana Brown Ndlovu unqobile obe kubandla le ZANU-PF unqobe ke obanye kade bencintisa ukhetho lolu. Esikwaziyo ukuthi ke amabandla eMDC wonke kawangeni ukhetho ezinje ukhetho lunje. So ke kuzobuya ke abantu abakubonileyo khona ngale bathi voters roll kade kuyingxaba ngxoza sibini kuzobuya labantu kade bencediswa ukuthi bevote Blessing babebaningi okunyokumangalisayo kuzobuya futhi labasakhulayo bebengavoti njalo kukhanya kuningi vele ongani kuyahlupha siyabona ke le crisis in Zimbabwe coalition ithi kukhanya ngazane Zimbabwe sokuqala sithi ukuthi kube lodlakela sizwile njalo le MDCT emhlanganweni wabo abayenze izolo besithi ngazane sebesethuselwa ngabantu bezampiyo so kungani kuyahlupha kusiya phambili singazikuhamba njani
onguka hamawadiwa nasi tinauti tinge tichitaura nezvesarudzo dzakaitwa kwaChiwundura uko kwakakundwa neZANU-PF asi sechava chigariro musoro wetsuro kushaya nyanga patotanga kuti vamwe vanenge vakuru vabembera kuti sarudzo hadzina kufambiswa zvakanaka vachitauraiwo kuti voters row rasina kumira zvakanaka panenge pari kunzi pamba ine mavoters row maviri vamwe vari kunziwo vanga vaine maidea akafanana zvichiratidza kuti vanenge vaibira vamwewo vachitaurawo kuti uwandu hwevanhu vakavhota hunenge hushoma nekuti vanhu vangaitarisirwa kuvhota kana kuti vakanyorisa vanosvika kuma 43,000 asi tiri kuona kuti vakavhota pandofunga kuma 10,000 chete tikabatanidza vese vakakunda nevakakundwa musarudzo idzodzi nekudaro vamwe vemasangano akazvimirira vari kuti aiwa panofanira kuvandudzwa mitemo yesarudzo sarudzo dza 2018 dzisati dzaitwa kuti pasazoite batamurefu batamupfupi kana sarudzo dzichinge dzapera asiwo kune vezeke nevezanupiefu vari kuti aiwa sarudzo dzakafamba zvakanaka vakakunda zvine mutsindo avo vari kuti sarudzo hadzina kufambiswa zvakanaka aiwa varingotsvagawo uta nemugate vanofanira kungobvuma chete kuti vakakundwa musarudzo idzodzi gibs
ye kusobala lapa kunywa mtc ubeka nje iti okwani kuyahlupa yekuti kule ngwalo ezimbili 2 eze voters roll so kulolunye lwabe lusetshenziswa ngani kusemthethweni kuzobuya olunye lungani lusetshenziswa ngasese so ke siyakwazi ukuthi kwakwenzakala khonokho ngesikhathi sokhetho lolwa lwenziwa ngo-2013 abantu bachinga ukuthi hayi kulala ama-slips asetshenziswayo so abantu lokhu bechinga kakhulu so ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ngathesi ukuthi lithini zulukandaba ngodaba lolu nxa lifuna ukuthi lingene kuhlelo nasinombolo 001-202-619-2077 zaphinda njalo 001-202-619-2077 ye kulabo abalandela kufacebook lingene futhi khona ngale voa ndebele kuzobuya voa studio 7 kuzobuya ke voa shona so lesilandeleni sixoxeni siyaphambili sibone singathini kunjalo kwefoto
I think we have our first guest from the election resource center that's the director Tawanda Chimini Mr. Chimini good evening
how are you
we are doing great and thanks for joining us this evening
Thanks for affording me the opportunity.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. You can fire away. Of course, the ERC was monitoring the elections in Chundu.
So now, what were your key findings, you know, in this kind of by-election?
We had two interactions, very distinct interactions with this by-election. In fact, three of them. The first interaction having been our long-term assessment of the key election processes that took place in Chiwundura. So this was an assessment of the voter education that the Election Commission undertook. This was also relating to the voter registration that happened there and an assessment of that process. We also assessed the nomination process and the campaign period. So these are the three election issues that that we were interacting with. At the second level, we also had interaction with the by-election in terms of the voters' roll that has been produced at BISEC. And in our interaction with that, I'll come back to that and explain some of the things that we then did and some of the findings that we had. And our third and final interaction with that particular by-election was with regard to polling day, where we were then able to deploy five mobile teams jointly with two of our partner organizations, this is the Hill Zimbabwe Trust and the Zimbabwe Human Rights Association, Zimbabwe. So as the Election Resource Center, that is how we interacted with the by-election, and I'll be happy to share some of our findings relating to those three very distinct interactions with the by-election.
You can go ahead. Just tell us what were the key conclusions.
key observations, like with all elections, I'll start with the positive. Because at times you also don't want to be accused of only looking for problems.
That's true.
When it comes to elections,
offering what are called solutions in search of a problem.
Hello, yes?
You can go ahead. I was just saying that some people accuse you of offering solutions in search of a problem.
Yeah, of course. So we need to be very careful about that. But I'll start with the positives. I think, one, in terms of meeting timeline around the roadmap to the by-election, the Election Administration Body was able to meet its timeline. So in terms of ensuring that nomination happened in accordance with the Electoral Act, so full compliance with what the Electoral Act says, there was a strict adherence to that. And the Election Commission has been working well in terms of such fulfillment. So at a very basic level, this is what must be expected, a full compliance by the election management body in terms of the laws of elections to actually meet deadlines. So they were able to publicize the voter registration process that was to happen. Of course, the time for registration was quite limited, but there's no scale that is pronounced in terms of law, in terms of how long voter registration must happen. But they afforded an opportunity for people to register to vote. They went on the ground and deployed teams that concurrently worked with the voter education teams to raise public awareness on the by-election and also to invite people to register to vote, which is quite commendable. When it comes to coming up with the voters and sharing it with stakeholders, we are happy to say that, again, ZEC was able to share with stakeholders, and we were one of those stakeholders who requested and accessed an electronic version of the voters roll in Chiwundura ahead of the by-election. We're a bit worried about the timing of it being given, but at least, again, ZEC was able to give that voters roll in accordance with the law. So it was given in an analyzable format, and I'll talk about the analysis that we then did on the roll. Then in terms of polling day, again, positively, I think the Election Commission was able to deploy very competent staff. So in every polling station that we visited around the entire constituency, we encountered polling officials that were quite cooperative, which is at times a very surprising phenomenon given the history of our election. So we encountered officials that were very professional, that were able to constructively engage with observers and share information, very unlike what we've witnessed at times in the past. And this can be best explained by the fact that ZEC is deploying, especially for the by-elections, technically competent staff who are permanently employed by ZEC. So that contributes to the high quality of administration of the polling day. In terms of management of information, in terms of ensuring that collation was done in accordance to the procedures of ZEC, again, we did not encounter any major problems. So these are some of the positives that we were able to see. In terms of the political environment, again, it was a very calm, peaceful environment, specifically to polling day. Although, when you then look at the flip side of it, the inadequacies in this by-election, there were cases of intimidation that were noted, there were cases of violence that our partner organizations were able to witness, and we documented these. Some we were also able to share these with the Human Rights Commission. We were also able to interact with the Judicial Services Commission in terms of the law, specifically in terms of Section 133 of the Electoral Act. Whenever an election is called, the Judicial Services are supposed to set up special courts to deal with the question of violence and intimidation. We were able to write to the Judicial Services Commission to remind them of this responsibility, that they must set up these courts so that if there are cases of intimidation and violence, these courts must be on hand to deal with this matter. The Judicial Services Commission was able to inform us that they'd appointed two magistrates to deal with the cases for Chiwundura. Okay. We were also able to engage with the police. They informed us they had appointed a special investigative officer in accordance with the law who would be in charge of investigating incidences of violence and intimidation. And we were also able to engage with the prosecution authority, the National Prosecution Authority, because, again, in accordance with the Electoral Act, they're supposed to second special prosecutors to deal with cases of violence and intimidation. So when these are rolled, part of the mechanism in the section of the Electoral Act is that once an incident has been reported, the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission must investigate. They must then refer or instruct the police to then conduct their own criminal investigations and then to trigger the other mechanisms as driven by the National Prosecution Authority in terms of having prosecutors to prosecute those that would be in violation of the law and so on. So in terms of setting up these mechanisms, I think there's been good progress that has been made around these issues, but there was not an exhaustive implementation of the mechanism, hence the reported incidences that our colleagues have been reporting on, where there was massive intimidation that was recorded, and there were allegations of vote buying, all of which are human rights violations around the elections, which should have been followed up by some of these state institutions. So on a positive note, these are some of the things that we were able to witness. Now, when you move to the negative issues, I think I'd already started to mention the fact that there was a late deployment in triggering the special investigative mechanism, which is part of an election, of the election dispute resolution mechanism that exists in the Electoral Act. We've not seen it effectively happening in the past. And while, of course, we're happy that it was triggered, we are not happy that it was triggered late.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not effective in addressing the issues as they were coming up. Secondly, when it comes to that deals with the political environment. When it comes to the issue of the voter poll that was developed, we again had major reservations with some of the issues that we were able to witness. Our assessment of the voters' role, with the assistance of our, some of our technical partners, were able to find that in the voters' role, we had almost 800 instances of multiple registration of the same voters. So we had almost 800 instances of the same person being registered multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Same person with the same first name, same second name, same sex, same ID number, same date of birth, same age, being addressed, registered multiple times across the entire constituency. And this contributes a lot in terms of the credibility of the election process if the voter's role is not authentic. Then we were also able to see instances where people were registered as voters with inadequate ID numbers. So, for instance, we know that the ID number, which is supposed to be unique to every individual, has a certain set of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
In some instances, we're actually able to see examples of people having been registered, but with ID numbers that are not complete.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that is a clear indication of an anomaly which should have been addressed in terms of the registration process.
But,
so,
Mr. Jimini, where those are people... Mr. Jimini?
In terms of the voter roll. And in our view,
Mr. Jimini,
because what we immediately did when we found those
Mr. Jimini,
anomalies, we wrote to the Election Commission to say, can you explain these ahead of the by-election? Sadly, we're not able to get a response, but informally, Zek has communicated to us expressing, I don't know how best to call it, but they seem to acknowledge that indeed there were those flaws. And they seem to suggest that we may have been given a voter's roll that was not the final voter's roll. I'm like I say, this is not a formal position that Zek has given. This is informal conversations that we've had with Zek. But again, for us, more than anything, this is a worrying exhibition of the capacity that the Election Commission may have in terms of coming up with a voter roll. So, for instance, while these anomalies only constitute about 4% of the total voter roll for Chiwundura, if these are replicated at the national level, clearly we may have a disaster in terms of the national voters' roll.
Mm-hmm.
So our argument to Zek is that they must immediately explain why these abnormalities occurred. If it was a draft voters' roll, why stakeholders were given a draft voters' roll and not the final voters' roll? Because the purpose of even requesting for that voters' roll is for us to do analysis work so that we can vouch that indeed the voters' roll is a competent voters' roll, it's a comprehensive voters' roll that can be used to run a credible election process. Because
thank
remember,
you, Mr. Jimini.
Is the primary
Mr. Jimini.
All election.
Mr. Jimini, I just want to quickly introduce our second guest and then we'll come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
We have Mr. Churumanzu, Gazira Churumanzu on the line, analyst, though it is to Lynn Zanu-PF. Mr. Churumanzu, good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us. Of course, we are talking about Chiwundura, and also what some are saying, the road to the 2018 elections. ZANU-PF won this seat, the party might say, resoundingly. Were you at all surprised by this?
Not at all, because, well, this is a pattern that has since been maintained by ZANU-PF in terms of winning elections.
Mm-hmm.
And the non-participation of the so-called opposition parties. So Zimbabweans, to be very honest with you, one, I would say they are fed up with what is going on in terms of politics. But at the end of the day, Zamperi is also more than happy to win back the constituency.
Mr. Chirumanzu, maybe somebody may put it this way. You're actually fighting against maybe some very, very weak opponents. Can that be the case when you are contesting against the MTCT or any of these top parties?
There is no need for us to think that there is going to be an MDC that is going to do wonders come 2018. They have shown that they are no longer interested in the politics of the day. And in fact, to be very honest with you, they are just hoodwinking people to think that they are still interested in politics. If they were, I want to believe they were supposed to contest or participate. But it looks like they are not even interested at all. And they are sending wrong signals to the electorate of Zimbabwe.
And we see that there are so many Zimbabweans that are being assisted in some of these by-elections. And even the main elections. Is it that Zimbabweans become illiterate, at the time when elections are conducted? Or there's something that we don't know? What's going on, Chilumas?
Zimbabwe has got what we call the literate population compared to other African states. And there is no way many people would be assisted. It is only the elderly and maybe possibly the insane. Those are the people who need to be assisted. But the majority of people, they know how to read and write. So there is no need for them to be assisted at all. And for anyone to say that there were people who were assisted, I think it's just being mischievous.
Mr. Chimini?
Yes.
Yes, some groups like Zessin were saying that the number of people wanting to be assisted was quite unusual. Did you notice that?
I will speak about a specific one that I had direct interaction with on the ground in Chirumanzu. This is what 18 in Chirumanzu. This is the area that covers from, I would say, from Fletcher High School, going to Plus Web and Kushinga Primary School. So it extends from the Shurugwi side of Gweru towards the Mvuma Road side of Gweru. And in those, that ward is about five polling stations. The number of assisted voters that were noted in those wards alone did not get to double-digit figures. And in our interaction with some of the polling officials, particularly if you look at Kushinga Primary School in Plaswell, which is farming, it's a farming community, and the elderly were the bulk of the voters that are going to vote today. It was quite amazing that people were at least attempting to vote on their own, which was encouraging. But we did witness some assisted voters. Our encouragement to ZEC around the question of assisted voters, and we have formally communicated to ZEC on this, because in other by-elections we've seen very huge numbers of assisted voters. Our encouragement is that assisted voting is vulnerable in terms of protecting the secrecy of the ballot. In terms of the Electoral Act, the problem is that the Act says that any assisted voter who does not come with anyone to assist them will be assisted by three people, including the presiding officer. So almost four people get to know how that assisted voter would have voted. And we were able to witness this before 11 a.m. at Plaswell. And to us, it was a direct violation of the secrecy of the ballot, of the vote, which is enshrined in the Constitution. So we do have major problems in terms of how the assisted voting process is administered. And we have encouraged ZEC to make recommendations to Parliament so that the law can be changed to allow for the secrecy of that vote to be maintained. But accompanying that, our encouragement is also that ZEC improves its voter education to limit the need for assisted voting. So I'm sure even without any form of literacy, when a person decides to go and register to vote, they already know who they would want to vote for. So if you aid them with voter education that assists voters in terms of appreciating party symbols, in other countries, people simply use ink, for instance, in Ghana, which is far much more developed than us. They put an ink pad in the voting booth, and voters are allowed to actually put just a mark on any of the boxes, either be it the candidate's picture or the box next to the candidate's picture or the party symbol. That way, you limit the need for assisted voting, and you also promote the secrecy of the ballot. So in terms of assisted voting, I think we still have a long way to go in terms of reforming that element. But I would not want to get into the specific details around some of the numbers that were witnessed, because I've only spoken about the specific ones that I was directly interfacing with.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Chimini. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, of course, we are talking about the Chiwundura by-election and also the road to 2018 elections. Tunamkoma Donald Barunari, our first caller. Magadimkoma Donald. Aiwa, tirina nitipeo pungwa dzenyu pane sarudzo idzi, ne sarudzo za 2018 munoona sei.
Ai, zvatetwa uchiundura izvo indication yekuti pamaelections za 2018 pane pasina kumira zvakanaka.
Mhm.
Ende tozagara zvichingoitiwa mukoma blessing. Dunhu remidlands dzida kudza vachirumanzu avo. Nzvimbo yavo inonzi yechirumanzu dzivagwe ndonyatsokuizviurura achaizvo kubva kumavisi kusvika kukwekwe kuya. Bose pakati paindo paziva. Ndoda kuvaudza vachirumanzu atuka apa ndoda kuvaudza kuti chirumanzu dzivagwe pachayo. Yakanzi yakati mai munangagwa vakanzi vakahwina ne 15,000. Handizvo kuti mukabatanidza vanhu vari kugara muchirumanzu dzivagwe pachavoka ndovaziva misha yacho yakatarangana hakuna vanhu vakawanda nzvimbo iyi yakangokura in terms of kuti mafarms chete mapurasi avarungu asi mukaunganidza vanhu vakatowanda paredhiasafu about 20 kilometers mogona kushaya 150 vakazobuda 15,000 sei ava vanhu vakazobuda moona kuti kusiyana kwamavhoti avavo kukoradza kutoti kungoriga kuri pachena hapana kana chimwe chitoro chavo kusiyana kwaitwa kuchiundura
ko asi kapanenge pasina here voters row dai mukoma Donald kuti muzive kuti uyu munhu agari muno
voters row kandiro asi handimona kuti maoko mari rakachengetewa voters row riripo but rakachengetewa mumaoko mamwe asingakwanisi kuti rionekwe nachero munhu ndo pane nyaya ende panotoita maincidenti ekutoti panogona kutobva kana mabhazi anobva samuwe nevanhu vanozotovhota kukonstituensi isiri munhu anogona kubva kubhikita kundovhoteriswa kuzaka vachimanikidzwa vanhu vakasengwa namabhazi
imwe nyaya
ndoda kuvaudza chokwadi vachirumanzu ndoda kuvaudza chokwadi I know nzvimbo yemavisi yaya yonzi yechirumanzu zivakwe ndeiziva konstituensi haina anhu akambowanda minda zvave mirefu but haina kuwanda
Imwe nyaya yakabuda pamukoma Donald ndeyekuti vechidiki havana kuenda kunovhota vanhu vakuru kunyanya ndo vakaenda kunovhota chii chiri kuita kuti musavhote imi vechidiki
ndoka zvinenge zvichibva nyaya iripo ndeyekuti masabhuku anenge achinyanya kuita vanhu vakuru ndo vane misha vabereki vedu ndo vane misha handiti munoona panonzi musangano wasabhuku vakuru vabereki vedu ndo vanondogadzikwa paasina sabhuku achinzi kana mukangeita mhandu yavhotera pasipo saka zvochizwa vabereki isi mayuti tetiri kumabhora kumagiraundi uko hatinge hatizvitsvakizi saka vanenge vakaudzwa ndevakuru ndo vanoenda vachii ende ndo vane misha vanodifenda misha yavo kuti vachazopidzwa musha ndo vanoshaya kundodzivakadzadziwa ndichiona nhamba yevakuru vari vanoenda ndo vanenge vachishaya kuzopidzigwa zvipfuwo nokudivi ndo vanosha saka ende vanhu vadoko tisakatizvatiya kuno tedza namo
orait regai mboti vachirumanzi vapindure vachirumanzi hanzi vanhu havana kuwanda vachirumanzu
vanhu veopposition kana avo vanovenga ZANU-PF zvinonzi politics chajezva havadzinzwisisi vanhu vanoda kungogara vachingochema chema iyeyu murume uyu ari kuzvitaura izvi ukamubvunza kuti okay ko pakaitwa last census yekunzi Zimbabwe ina vanhu vangani unoirangaririri before that tichidaro tichikwidza namafigures and so forth anozoonekwa kuti zvaanotaura zvese zvindo zvokunyepa iye zvino anoklaima kuti constituency unoiziva anoiziva sane misha yose yanotaura iyoyo akaiziva achitei achidini saka tingapedza nguva nezvinhu zvisipo mubvunzo I think wamama mubvunzo wekuti ko wai vadiki vasina kuenda kundovhota zveshe wandoda kukutaurai kuti iZANU-PF chete ine capacity yokudzidzisa vanhu vayo kana kuti vatevere vayo chinonzi politics chii iye zvino mukatarisa muno muHarare NDC yakava yakapatisisa kunini ya dana ziki, nini ya kutisha voto wa sili. Asuno zoani kwa aji, iyo NDC ya chumayuti, achita mbonga mpopoto mui muma taundi. Zino kukubunza woka, kano zino kurati za woka. Kwa wakuru wachi pagani kwa chiti participator, kumisanganana ziki, avando uzi erima yuti avo. Izo zo cheti, zino kwa razo kutiki papana kwa rapa, politics izi wana wati zini.
Asi, akaita wachurumanzu, akaita mbonga mpopoto, asi mapurisa ere, anu rabizo anu, wanu pasipu mbirele mtema anu vumizo wakurati zira. Kana wasiri kufara, staka tuona mama video, mapurisa
ndo haito kanda uti unukajiru. Iwewe zunu za discuss wana baba wako kuti izi ndo ziripo. Baba wako uya wakuda iwe mwana kuti izi ndo ziripo ndo masho kwa ndando wana kumatariku. Iwewe manji, uchi sumu kaote ababa za mamu chibundi na niko kwa ziki. Saka uchiri mwana hiri, saka ndo za zungura kuti MDC haina leadership. Ino translator zavano ita
kwa wadiki ya wadiki politics. Weza nupi wano wana wachirati zira wani pasina kukandiru wa utu no kachiza yo. Nika eno ti wabuda mbamani hile.
Chino iti kandisho kuti munu ukawo. Izo zo zama bunda ageni. Dozi nukura jazu kuti nirume diri wofuti. Amuziru kuziva. Kuti kana muno achirati zira muzimbawi chichi nofana kuitika. Kuna ma procedures kana utititi ma steps kudai nichidimbu. Kuti uchida kurati zira unoita chokutanga chitri chitatu chichichi. Zose izo zoka na zaku kana wana mapurisa waku chiti ita zaku. Yoko nga mukanyazo kutarisa ma uovi terizi aka mboka chitu kwa. Chaka vai tirachini. Saka ipa hapana see kana kuti if justice inaitika umonomwe muna anowea ni zirungwa zake zinoradza kuti izi ndo zinofana kuita uka ita izuzo toti mapuri sarama
kunda makosa mbu watu kumachari maovesa kakachizwa ataza kuirira na ne hurumende ya mamgabe watipa mgabe ngawa yende vashita weta msangani wakadaru ndopa wakarambizwa asingwa isa ya wane nguwa chita umadiru ajujina.
Kana mchida aro mnege mchinyetera futi mazimbabu zivakatera bachirongwa. Kana mchiti maoze te zivaka wana kubune kwa leo urumendi munoreva kama mchiti urumendi munorevani.
Urumendi doye kutonga kaiza
mpief. Kana tishitaura. Tiki chita kuti mazimbabu zivadi ni vanzu visi ise mkwara rinofana utilite vizu. Yezo no makuti mapurisa. Yezo no makuti urumendi. Saka mnora kutikudini.
Mapurisa ndima pinza mdariro vachiru mazisa itaura nyaye saruzo.
Kondizo zoze, kana mkati uru, mende, isu tirukutara kutivano, vazivi kuti, kana uchida kuratizira, kuna ndi waku mapurisa, zine mika mkati uru, mende, antisha mvisi, epa makuti uru, mende, taura kuti, ningi, ndia akaramba. So that vano vazivi.
Ora ite gati mbonza hawa chimini, Gibbs.
Siyafeso wakulu, blessing. Mbaa kuluma, utawala chimini lapa kwa kuluma. Ongani kwetusa. Sintukula watu wa 800 haba nganibala mambizo fanayo. Haba kuvotas roll kunapo nga kutu kangela wasare ndaone fanayo njalo baenza kukungu nganu kwa fanana. Kuzo buya ke lota wa votas roll wangu wayo. Kutuwa velia ili azilenge lanji. Kaya ilo kutu menjani. Kuzo buya ke ilo kutu pliwa kwa bantu teko na ngale punganu kwa kupa. Kutuwa ke blessing nga mzo uli. Kutuwa ya taba nguba ubone aban base votela. Kungela abanengi. Lapa yena kate kona. Kato vengati zukuti bevote. So ke hai, loko siya kuzo wakulu. Kuzo buya ke lokuti ke i-registration ya ma voters. Kungani vinga kani lokuti mengapi. So abantu kwa pongo baizu fuga mpuzana. Watoso kumeti lipalize. Lwese siya vota. Kungani kono kwenye 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 kuketo oluzayo. Kuzo buya ke lapasa kulayo. Kwenye zana matopa ni mbati. Lapasa kulayo kaba voti. So ke voti nye kubabuchi mene. Ngibese kumbuza kuti so Mr. Chimene, is there any way to actually fix the voters roll just in brief? Can that be fixed, or now the biometric exercise is coming in, they're going to throw away this database that they have and have a new one? So is there any way to fix it, please, briefly?
No, I think there are two things. As it stands, the whole question of biometric voter registration, in our view, remains uncertain. Uncertain in the sense that some of the fundamentals that are necessary for us to go towards biometric voter registration have not yet been addressed. Number one, if we're going to use the biometric voter register in the next election, the Electoral Act must be amended to proclaim through Section 36A of the Electoral Act a new registration process. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't do that, if we don't do that as a country, it means that we can register people biometrically. But we, on the eve of the election, someone can wake up who will not have registered biometrically and say that in terms of the law, they were registered as voters on the old voters. And therefore, they're entitled to vote on the basis of the old voters' law. And then you can have the 2013 voters' law coming back in. So the uncertainty around BVR must be addressed in terms of the legal framework. Hence our attempt in our discussion with Parliament and on the question of electoral reform to actually say, politicians in Parliament, if they're serious about biometric voter registration, that fight must be brought to Parliament for the law to be fixed, for us to be certain that it will be biometric.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the regulations as drafted by ZEC are not specific in terms of providing for biometric voter registration. In fact, they have left them vague to apply for ordinary manual registration. Now, if there was clarity in terms of those regulations, we will then be certain to say now ZEC is fully prepared for biometric voter registration. So I cannot speak on behalf of ZEC, but our view is that there are uncertainties about guaranteeing that we can come up with a new voter.
Thank you.
Which will be biometric and which therefore will have all some of these issues addressed.
Thank you very much. And thank you so much and stay on the line. Yeah. This is about freedom. Hey, about freedom, Gujan.
Ngiyaphila baba njani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Akusitshela ukuthi wena ubona njani wadaba lwechiwundula njalo lokhetho osolulungiswa kathesi. Osokulungisela lokhetho oluzabuya ngomnyaka ozayo. Ubona njani konke khonokho?
Badala yazi le indaba ebuhlungu kakhulu le.
Mm.
And sizabethwa sibili izani zazishaya into ekhona yokuqala vele.
Mm-hmm.
Vele sebavela baqalisa so. Zakhona zizahamba zingeniswa ngemizi imizi ithaywa vele abezane bazoza sibulala kuphila kula nto esizayenza noma be-MDC singaze sivale sigijime sitini okusalayo kuphila vele sizatshaywa kuphila abantu bezandla.
So kujongani khonokho?
Hayi, ngoba indlela abakwenzayo vele lanxa sidemonstrate nontanga sifuna ukudemonstrate singaka-MDC basiyalisa kodwa bona bazenzela umathanda vele izwe njengele zano veyazi kunzima siyatshaza giginyiswa senza yonke into eziningi vele laba vele ama-election abuya lawo kuyabanzima vele.
So singathi-ke ukhetho olubuyayo kungabe kuchitha isikhathini baba Freedom?
Lolu khetho olubuyayo vele thina hayi kuchitha isikhathi vele asizichithele isikhathi sikuphomba ukuhamba nje ngoba ngizabanxabe nje abanye bakhuluma laba bathi bavele ingani kuyanjani bavele iyizani ingani njengoba bethatha ama-election lana bona benzekana bathi bangena igama manje sesibeqala ubakhwezela abantu bese sebeze behlale behlomile thina simenze i-voting fund ukuze hamba njani vele kodwa kusalayo vele sizarojwa ophe zahlala sirojiwe kuphela abantu bezana.
Ye, kodwa-ke okukhulu yukuthi Freedom wena ukhonapho ubona zani uzabhalisa yini to vote?
Hayi, mina vese ngekeli ukubhalisa vele aso ngekeli ukuyokubhalisa sibili
kodwa
vese sibhalisa sibili vele izathatha amavoti ethu abantu bezane sareni sesisarenzile kade saqhaza ukuvota kuzibe namanje lokhu esibuyisa vele basincindezela ngaze wini sangrayi vele hayi siphele nzima apha eZimbabwe. Hayi
kodwa abasakhulayo phela kungani alibhalisi kangako balutshwana abavotayo shuthi engxenye bayathaba ukuthi izanu yabuza uyabona mnumzana?
Hayi ziya lokhu badali kutsho kahle mina ngile 20 years now anje but angazi ngiyebhalisa but zasithethi siyafunga yabhalisa sisekhali bangani basivalela abantu bezanu bathi njani abantwana banjani basivalele nkayi le basivalele kodwa manje mina mfuke ukubhalisa ngifuna ukuvota sibili ngoba sisebenzi fundile ezikolo kodwa sisebenzi umsebenzi itoli xa sithi siyazama udemonstrate sifuna umsebenzi siyabhulwa siyashaya sikwazi uyadivele kumntu omele sikwenze yini.
So kodwa-ke kuyaphetha ngani liyakulungisa njani khonokho Freedom?
Hayi lapho sizakulunga sizabona ukuthi kuyahamba njani kodwa vele atesi ukuthi izanqa awina mbondi ngawo aphandle amabhayeli thila njengoba kuthiwa kuloku amanye awunjani kuyakuzo kuthiwa kulamanye azakuvothwa esimene mina abanye njani njani khonapho yoko sizalahleka esizadliwa khona ke manje khonapho vele laba sebethenge izanu ukuthi
awuboni nge-freedom sibonge kakhulu mnumzana ukuthi ungena ehlelweni lamhlanje isilethe mbuntu uzakwenza khona okufuna ukukwenza kulilungelo lakho.
Lami ngiyabonga kakhulu kade ngahlala nizama ukungena ehlelweni nami kusike sikhuluma ntaz sizivizike lathi ukuthi siyahluthwa into eziningi abantu bezanu basinundezela bafuna ukudla bodwa. Hayi sareni anyibongile ntungami
hayi ngugibs tube sibongele kakhulu mnumzana
o gibs tube anyabonga ba
hey, taboka. Yeah, so that's freedom is in Harare. He says he's 20 years old, he has never voted. He tried to do it in Kai, but failed because he was intimidated by, allegedly, right?
Mm-hmm.
By ZANU-PF activists, so he couldn't register. He says there's some kind of fear of violence
mm-hmm.
because they are seeing certain signs, you know, from the ruling party, you know. He's saying that they are pushing them to the edge. So at the end of the day, he says the elections that are going to be conducted are not going to be free and fair. And that is what the Zimbabweans are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, he's educated as he speaks, you know. He's very kind of eloquent in the Ndebele and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, I went to school and did everything that I did, but I'm not employed.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he says, there's nothing we can do because ZANU-PF is always on top of the situation. So
mm-hmm.
he's a very sad young man.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, he's going to register
mm-hmm.
and he's going to tell others to register too, you know, to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can change certain things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's bring back Mr. Achirumanza. Is he on the line? Mr. Achirumanza.
Yes, I'm around. Yes.
The problem with Zimbabwe's elections is that you know, after every election there are disputes, and this, according to some analysis, is driving away potential investors. Because it appears there is a perpetual fighting amongst political parties. What can be done to sanitize the situation?
No, if you talk about investors, it depends with what kind of investors these are. We know areas, for example, in Nigeria is one of the countries which has got no security at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I can assure you big companies from America, where you are, they are heavily investing in what? In Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a question of who are you talking in terms of being an investor. There are serious investors that do not look into these, you know, the simple issues. You know, to be very honest with you, there is no election that will never be clean. And there are squabbles to take place. Even in America right now, some members or some family members in America, they are up in arms with the current president.
Mm-hmm.
They claim or think that he did not win the right way. So it's not an issue. The most important thing which people need to understand is they need to educate their voters so that they will vote. Whether the playing field is not level, as long as people want their candidate, that candidate will win, whether there is rigging or no rigging.
Mm-hmm.
I will give you examples. People for all along, they've been saying ZANU-PF rigs,
mm-hmm.
which is nonsense. MDC is controlling most of the urban areas.
Mm-hmm.
If ZANU-PF was rigging, why did they win?
Mm-hmm.
People need to know the demographics of this country. Majority of the population of this country resides in rural areas. And these are the people that witness the bloody armed struggle. And they know why that war was waged as compared to the urban dwellers.
But there's also, Mr. Chiruman, just to interject there, I mean, if you look at most of the rural areas, it's a no-go area for opposition parties.
Why is it a no-go area? It is because those people understand well what politics is all about.
No, Mr. Chiruman,
it is also a no-go area for ZANU-PF.
Is everyone allowed to, I mean, if, for example, as we have seen in previous elections, this is well documented, there are reports, alleged reports of victimization of opposition supporters, but nothing is done. Is that not what is causing problems?
No, this is why I am saying people are misleading you. We have got in rural areas where MDC has got he does have councillors.
Mm-hmm.
Take, for example, like is it the previous election.
Mm-hmm.
In Chirumanzu, we used to have a councillor belonging for MDC, but it's a rural setup.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you explain that situation? We have got the councillors in rural areas where MDC rules.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you explain that situation? The issue is, mm-hmm. you know, ZANU-PF has got the machinery
mm-hmm.
to move people from point A to point B. ZANU-PF mm-hmm. has effective commissariat department as compared to all these other political parties. Right now,
using food and other state resources, is that effective mobilization?
Food is being distributed by non-governmental organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And the President Mugabe has been on record that food cannot be politicized.
Mm-hmm.
And there is nothing like that.
Okay,
the same applies with the issue of land distribution. The non-governmental organization and the DZ, you know, European governments are saying no, land is only being given to members of ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
If you need land, why don't you want to be a member of ZANU-PF? If you are really serious, and this is why you find that most of the leadership of MDC is not participating in the land revolution, because there is an agenda they are pushing. This is well documented, and this is why your station, Studio 7, is there for that. There is no way a responsible government would set up a studio
mm-hmm.
to, you know, broadcast. I mean, to other nations, what for? What agenda is the American government doing?
How many private radio stations or Mr. Juruman?
You think Zimbabwean taxpayers would waste their resources trying to set up a broadcasting corporation in Zambia? What
Mr. Juruman, Studio
yes.
Voice of America is an international radio station. We in Africa are broadcast to Rwanda, Nigeria, more than 50
agenda?
Countries.
And this studio is only about politics.
No, Mr. Chirumanzu.
And what is let us be serious.
Yeah, you must
every
encourage the government to liberalize the airways, because right now you don't have any independent radio station in Zimbabwe. I mean, if you talk about people like Superman Wanzira, they are government ministers. Why not liberalize?
So is he not supposed to be a government minister?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying why not allow other players who are not in government?
For example, we have got the independent newspapers.
You are talking about Studio 7 radio. We are talking about radio. Let's talk about radio and TV.
So what's wrong with that?
Even Strive Masiwa set up Kwese Radio. It is not allowed to broadcast in Zimbabwe, but is doing so in 20 other countries. Is that not a problem?
What are the reasons? You need to understand the reasons. This is a young democracy that needs to be defended.
37 years after independence?
And the people need to understand this. The same applies with what Trump did. He said, I don't want these people from these countries.
Mm.
He knows better. That is the government, and that is the American views. So people must not force him, say, no, look, why don't you want us to visit your country? Mm. He has reasons.
Yeah,
and the government of Zimbabwe has got a reason.
Okay, we'll come back to you, Mr. Shurubad, about that. Gibbs.
Okay, let me take Honorable Joseph Chuma. I know he's in the same camp with Mr. Chirumanzu. But I know that Honorable Joseph Chuma, you are willing always to come and join us. So tell us a bit about this issue concerning ZANU-PF. You know, people are saying ZANU-PF rigs elections. Kota mfizikuti skulma yasi ndevele. Uifaya yasi ntu simili kuti abantu baku ze Chuma. Is ZANU-PF ya rika yini kumba abantu baku skulma?
Ngiyabonga ukufaka uhlelo lwanamhlanje. Okokuqala ngilitshayela ihlombo ukuthi lani laze lafaka umuntu okhuluma into ezwakalayo. Then bese sithi okwesibili undoda no uchasisile ekhuluma ngesiNgisi lapho ukuthi iZANU-PF ngabe kuthiwa iyarika ama-elections. Kungenxa yani yona ngwayo ihlala idliwa emadorobheni wonke awalapha kwele Zimbabwe, ngikhuluma amadorobha amakhulu anjengabo Harare, ulawayo kweri mutare omaswingo owange vavana ndi amadrop ndi woke tikire besihlala zinde so nxa ishari sonoda iZANU-PF ikwazi ukuntshontsha ama-management ukuriga indaba ingakwenzanga emadorobheni ngoba futhi kwabo wakhayela emadorobheni um kugcwele abantu abazithi ngenkulumo yalapha elokishini okleva so okleva laba abantu um basuke babe yizithutha nxaso kufike esikhathini sokuvota na so khona kwana kodwa kumele kukutshengisa ukuthi hayi iZANU-PF kayiriki iqhuba kuhle inhlelo ezokhetho lezo lapho edliwa khona idliwe ngezizathu eziyabe zikhona ezithize um ufakile futhi usoma ratina ungakhangela um abaningi abantu abavotayo basemakhaya um yikho kodwa zanuhlalekuna ngoba emakhaya ngale abantu bayazwisisa um inhlelo zeZANU-PF ngoba abantu bonke nxa bevota bavota ngento abayikhangeleyo ngizwile lwana undoda ade ekhuluma kuthiwa ngu-freedom ekhuluma ngokuthi asisebenzi akunamsebenzi iZANU-PF asibambelela lokhu nalokhu banabona so yikho konke okumenza ukuthi yena abe le njongo yokufuna ukuyarejista ukuvota ukwenza ukuthi avote against iZANU-PF ngoba yena akasebenzi so pho emakhaya
kungani ucingo lwakhe hey Solomon Lwaphuma. So, but what you're saying is that, you know, if ZANU-PF was capable of rigging elections, it would be rigging even in urban areas, where he's always losing. So he says, no.
But he does not have to, I mean, as long as you don't have to rig everything.
So he says, you know, the thing is, people in rural areas understand ZANU-PF's policies. Mm-hmm. So that's why they're voting for it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's his kind
well,
of
that is,
yes, this is okay. Kulo Baba Anonymous. Ikona ngale ke etete. Sikhuluma lobani kunjani baba?
Linjani baba?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Akuphosela kwisikhathi sesihambile vijana. Phosela kho baba.
Yebo, lenthanda nje ukuthi ngamafeature.
Mhm.
Ifuna ke ama electoral reforms.
Mhm.
Iyoza sinedisa ukuthi ke sihluze uhlupho lolo oluhluphayo. Angifuni ukuthatha uhlangothi phakathi kwezanu-PF le-NDC kumbe any other opposition party but engikuthoyo ukuthi mina bengibone ngane i-issue yokuyani yokuregister first ukuthi sesikhathi ngiye abanye abantu igunya lokuthi mhlawumbe bahle ba-calculate ukuthi bangenza njani imisolo zabo kati indaba abantu bengahle bevote on the same day kungala registration besebenzise iy'numbe zama-I D zabo iy'numbe zezithupha then ikube sokulungiswa i-computer data system ezamonitwa ngama-independent people including izeki kube nama-stakeholders uze kube le-transparency manje phela sesiku-world of technology yona le abayihluphela amatisha ukuthi bafunde i-computer system so mbona ngani kuyasinceda silambile kuma-electoral reforms ngoba nhla kwathi nxa sifake iy'numbe zesithupha umuntu aza avote ka-20 i-computer system nxa i-software yangikhona ilungiswe kuhle iyambamba then bese sithi kulamadoda angaboniyo ukuba kutho umuntu eZANU-PF yenza kuhle kumbe i-NDC ngobana abakhayela izek I don't know but ngithanda ukuthi i-brain language ingaphi ebantwini abangaboniyo abantu abangaboni abaningi bayathathwa baniwa amaphonisi hamba
ya amalayinzi ethu anisekhithika kathesi kodwa ke what you are saying is that you know there's need for electoral reforms in Zimbabwe so he says without that then no free and fair elections in the country.
Mm-hmm. Let's bring Mr. Chimini. Mr. Chimini, are you still on the line?
Yes, and I'm enjoying the conversation. It's quite fascinating, some of the issues that you get to hear when you listen to.
That's the beauty of democracy. I think at the end of the day, everyone wants a better Zimbabwe. But there's always a controversy, you know, when it comes to Zimbabwe's elections. Analysts say it is what can be called electoralism, which is halfway between a dictatorship and a democracy, in that people already know the results even before people vote because it's rigged against the opposition. But of course, ZANU-PF, you are hearing what those who defend the ruling party are saying, that you know, they simply resonate with the people, especially in the rural areas, because their programs actually benefit them. And for the opposition to say the elections are rigged, it's simply not true. But Mr. Chimini, you are in the business of what you do is you monitor elections. You are in that business. You know what happens. What is the problem with Zimbabwe's elections? How best can this controversy be removed? This dark cloud that we have seen for many, many years now.
This cloud will not be wished away. And the reality that we must embrace is that as long as we are not willing to change, our elections will always be contested. So, number one, the question of electoral reforms is not about wanting certain candidates or parties to be. Mm-hmm. It's about affording Zimbabweans, ordinary Zimbabweans, an opportunity to freely express themselves in the ballot. Mm-hmm. We want people who win in an election to win out of a free process. Mm-hmm. That's what people want. That's why people went to war, because they wanted each individual vote of each individual to carry equal weight. Mm-hmm. So when you listen to the political argument, that seemed to suggest that votes already carry equal weight. And then in the same breath, you hear people saying that they don't want to afford an ordinary villager an opportunity to freely decide in that booth who they must vote for without anyone coming with any form of incentive, positive or negative. Then there's a problem. So at the end of the day, if ZANU-PF is to win an election, I think ZANU-PF would be happier to win an election where people don't contest the result. Sadly, what we have at the moment is that because we don't have reform, the situation allows for a predetermined process.
But Mr. Chimini, let me come in there. Mr. Chimini, you heard Mr. Chimini?
Others are going to win.
Mr. Chimini?
So we want to remove that predetermination by making the playing field very level. So whoever contests, because tomorrow ZANU-PF could be in the opposition, we want them to also fairly contest whoever may be the ruling party there.
Mr. Chimini?
So that the outcome is an acceptable one.
Mr. Chimini? You also heard what Mr. Chirumanz said, that that idea will be utopian because there is no way in the world where elections are deemed to be free and fair. I mean, America, of all countries, he says, there's all this controversy about the election of Mr. Trump. So he says, whatever you are talking about, I mean, there is no time that everyone will agree that this is the fairest election ever.
So we are told that Chimini,
yeah.
Your last word, Mr. Chirumanzu, your last word.
Yes, I'm still around.
Just give us your last word.
Now, well, at the end of the day, I think I also agree with one of your anchors there, that, you know, as long as ZANU-PF continues to dish out policies that resonate with the majority of this country, I don't foresee any political or opposition party, you know, winning any elections in Zimbabwe. Look, this season alone, this farming season, rural folk did wonders in farming tobacco. And we are talking of millions of US dollars in the rural setup. And different ministries, they are encouraging these rural people to beneficiate their products. And I can assure you, Zimbabwe is going to be the jewel of Africa.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chirumanzu. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, but thank you so much. We want to thank Mr. Gazira Chirumanzu, political analyst, but ZANU-PF leaning, and also Election Resource Center Director, Tawanda Chimini, and also Honorable Joseph Chuma, who made a brief cameo. And we want to take this opportunity to thank our viewers, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off and saying, have a blessed evening. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.